Typhoon Sottle brought days of torrential rain to Zhejiang, Jiangxi, Fujian, and Guangdong provinces in southeast China last week. The city of Pushan, in Fujian province, recorded 416.5 mm of rain in a 24-hour period between Thursday and Friday, with surrounding villages recording more than 500 mm in the same period. In Fujian, authorities estimate that almost 600,000 people were evacuated from high-risk, flood-prone areas. A further 128,000 people in 53 counties were also affected across Jiangxi, with emergency evacuations affecting 9,000 people. Flooding, landslips, and infrastructure damage were reported widely in the region. More than 2,500 teachers and students were trapped in a school compound in the Zhejiang city of Wenzhou on Wednesday after extreme rainfall caused flash floods in low-lying areas. At least 1,260 people reportedly had to be rescued in Pushan after a river embankment collapsed on Thursday, flattening 100 homes. On Saturday, a landslip in a village of Sichuan County, in Jiangxi province, killed 3 people and 9 others remaining missing. This is the 7th typhoon to affect China this year, and Sottle arrived shortly after Typhoon Nara dumped heavy rain on Guangdong, Hainan, and Guangxi late last month. The South African Weather Service implemented several thunderstorm warnings late last week, covering a large swathe of the northern and western provinces. Disruptive rainfall, damaging winds, excessive lightning, and hail were all reported, with rainfall totals expected to have reached at least 75-100 for parts of the Northern Cape and Northwest provinces over the weekend. In Johannesburg, 8 families were evacuated from an apartment building after strong winds tore off a significant part of its roof. Oppressive heat in the U.S. affected states across the central southern plains and the Mississippi Valley this weekend, with maximum temperatures easily reaching the high 30s Celsius, high 90s Fahrenheit. However, with high humidities, the heat indices in this region have been closer to 40-43°C, 105-110°F. The unrelenting temperatures will continue across the Midwest and southern U.S. this week, with maximum temperatures continuing to reach the high 30s.